The Yiddish folklore tells the story of two hobos, one Jewish, one non-Jewish, are traveling together from town to town, looking for food, looking for money, looking for a place to stay. And it's beginning of the springtime, been a rough winter, and the Jewish hobo says to the non-Jewish hobo, tonight you got to come with me. Tonight's going to be amazing. You got to come with me. This is the night you want to be with me. We're going to go to a Seder, and there's going to be, it's the best food of the year. Okay. And you can imagine what happens. He says, you know, we're going to have a drink, and then there'll be a little food. You have to wait a little while. But then, the good stuff is yet to come. So they come in, and they give them a glass. Everyone gets a glass of wine, schmack. Then they go wash their hands, and they have a little bit of vegetables. Not really sure what's happening. And then they take out some bread, but they don't eat it for long. Like, they start breaking it, playing with it. And they're like talking and talking and talking, endlessly talking. And the non-Jewish hobo keeps listening to the Jewish hobo. You guys, be patient. And then finally they get up to wash again. He says, now the food's coming. Raldik. And they sit down for bread. And it's like, bizarre bread. What is this? He's like, just gotta be patient. And then the next course, of course, is right. But they did not have access to lettuce, and they serve everyone horseradish, and he's out of there. But that's sometimes given as a mushel, the fact that if you sometimes just another few, just when you think things are at their lowest point, it's about to just hold on, hang tight. It's about, if he would have stayed another 3 minutes after the mar, right, the whole suda would have come out. But all the hours of waiting, he didn't realize it was mamash at that point right around the corner. So sometimes you don't realize when things are about to change for the better. But what that story also reminds us of is that it does bring to light the question of why the Seder, we started talking before, why is the Seder so long? Why is the Seder so long? Question number one, just quantity. It's very long. The Seder is just long. Number two, qualitative question. You look at Magid, a lot of like pieces in there. So the paragraph about this, the paragraph about that, and here and there. It's so hard to, you look at Magid with a child's eye, this is just the way it is. You look at Magid with an eye of an aspiring Lamdan, and you wonder like, well, seems like a lot of chunks of stuff. And then, as I mentioned before, perhaps a more sophisticated way to ask the question why the Seder is so long is the first half of Avraham Pesachim is about Kiddush Havdalah, a major sugya of Kiddush Makom Suda. We would not allow you normally to, you can't make Kiddush in one location and have your Suda in a second location, but you also can't, even the same location, you can't allow for excessive time lag in between it. You make Kiddush, then you go wash. You know, you don't spend 20 minutes schmoozing after Kiddush before you go wash. That's a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda. So, Leil HaSeder, what's going on? Why not? We want to have the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good. So after you wash, Kiddush, Matzah, and then we'll have a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim during the meal, the way you have any Shabbos Yontif Suda. You have Zmiris during the meal, you have Divrei Torah during the meal, hopefully, but that's happening. You don't pause after Kiddush for a half hour of Divrei Torah before you go wash. So there's a mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can do it afterwards. It's very strange. So we can ask, it will cover the Pesach, we can answer three kashas with a fourth kasha. The fourth kasha is, we quote a chunk, much of Magid is quotes from, most of Magid is quotes from earlier sources. We have a lot of, between Mishnayos and Pesachim and Midrashei Halacha, that's most of Magid. If you start learning Mishnayos and Pesachim, that's sort of the minimal Hachana in terms of learning for, preparing for Pesach, at the very least, open up the Mishnayos Pesachim, learn the last parak. So you see so many Mishnayos jump out at you. You saw a quote in the Rambam, Parag Zayim Chabad Tzumatzah. They jump out. This is a text of Magid. There's a Mishnah that's not in Pesachim that makes an appearance in Magid also. Which other Masechta makes an appearance in Magid? Brachas. What does Rezari say?
Haredik Mishnah Mishnah, right? Was a chisi, right? The Mishnah, we don't quote the whole chunk there, but that's from a Sechiz Brachas, Machlokas Atanayim. It seems like, in other words, just to put it into context, most Tanaim, at one point in Jewish history, most Tanaim only said two paragraphs of Kriyat Shema at Maariv. It said three paragraphs of Kriyat Shema at Shacharis, and Maariv didn't say Vayomer, because they held that the Zechiris Yisrael Shem is only Vayom, not Balayla. Right? And Rosh Mazaria Ben Zoma turned the tide and convinced Rav Chachamim ultimately that no, it's the midst of Zechiris Yisrael Mitzrayim, Bein Vayom, Bein Balayla. So the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, which is there by Yomer, which is there primarily for the last pasuk, is Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim, we should say not only by Shachar, but by Ma'ariv as well. So, another question is, one second. It's sort of a strange thing to say at the beginning of Ma'ariv. And we're pointing out that there was one time in Jewish history when most Chachamim held that you don't mention Yis Mitzrayim any night of the year, except the last Seder, obviously, the God to the Vincha. So we understand that the mitzvah of Zechiras, they understand the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's unique. Every day of the year, you only mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom. Comes the first day of Pesach, you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom, Uvein Balayla. The problem is, what do you do with the way we paskin? We're highlighting, ironically, at the beginning of the Magid, that we already said Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shul. We said by Yomer and Shul because we passed like Rav Elazar Zayin ben Zoma, so we did it already. It's longer. Kol Marbar Sap Reizim Meshubach. That's strange. What's the special mitzvah of Yigal Levincha? So Rav Chaim is quoted in the stencils. Stencils are the sheer notes Tamim took, and the Rav expanded on this more. He pointed out two levels. Number one, there are four or five or six features. Details that you have in the mitzvah Leil HaSeder of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim that you do not have in the everyday mitzvah or everyday, every night mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then not only are there a bunch of details, but the details point to a fundamentally different type of activity. They both involve talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but they're radically different type of activity and different goals also. Different goals. So if you had a chance to look through, to work your way through the seventh parak of Chametz Matzah, so parak Halacha Aleph, he presents there is a mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. It tells you mitzvah Seish Al Torah L'Saper Benisim Uflos Shinasu L'Avasei Mitzrayim V'lechem Yishas Benisim. A mitzvah to tell about the Nisim and the flows that are done to the Jewish people. Number one, it's a mitzvah to talk about the Nisim. It's a mitzvah to tell the story. The gematrias are not the mitzvah. Mitzvah to talk about the story. The gematrias may help you to discuss the story. Mitzvah to tell the story. But then he goes on to say a whole slew of details. What are the differences between the way we have the Haggadah Leil HaSeder, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, versus the way we fulfill Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night? When we say the Pasuk of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, what are the differences? What leaps to the eye? I'm sorry? Right, so number one, Derech Sheil Tshuva. Number one, let's break it down even more. Number one, there's dialogue. Right? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you don't say it to anyone. It's not a conversation. You just say it to yourself. Say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soliloquy. Say it to yourself. But you're not saying it to anyone else. Here, number one, you say it to someone else. Number two, you say, as you point out, it's Derech Sheil Tshuva. That's to be a Q&A. Okay. I mean, you say ideally it's supposed to be with someone else. If you have no one else, then you pretend you have an imaginary chavrusa. Correct, yeah?
Detail?
What do you mean by detail?
We go a lot more to detail.
Okay, good. And let's get a little more detailed about what you mean by detail.
The actual story? Or about.
Okay. So. As the Mishnah said, these are mostly Mishnayos in our Vepsachim. You don't just say the fact. Kadosh Baruch Hu took Zayin Mitzrayim. You have to build out the dramatic contrast that we were, and then after. As a matter of fact, Gemara's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, when the Mishnah says Maschil Benusim Mitzrayim B'Shavach, you start with the low point, end with the high point. Gemara's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether that's Avadim Hayinu Vayotzienu or Mitachila Ov Dvar Zohar Hayavaseinu, which, as an aside, is fascinating in its own right. We do both. We follow both Rav and Shmuel.
Avraham Avinu comes at the beginning, and Mitchila comes sort of 30 to 40% of the way through. It's fascinating that the second one sounds more like Shavuos. Also a gnus and a shavach. The first one is a physical or political gnus and shavach. We were avadim and now we're free. The second one is a spiritual gnus and shavach. We used to be over in Zara, now caravan al makam adasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu did kiruv. And now we were mekabel the Torah. That may speak to the notion that the goal of Pesach was Shavuos. The political freedom was there for a reason. It was meant to get us to Imam and Arsina. But either way, that's part of the detail, is the dramatic contrast. Yeah, what else? Sorry? Okay, very good. All right. Liros or Laharos, excellent. Very good. Yeah, what else? Pesach Mat Samar. And Pesach Mat Samar meaning, Pesach Mat Samar meaning, that you have to have audiovisual aids. You can't just tell the story. You have to tell the story in conjunction with physical items. And you have to relate the story to the physical items at the table. Yeah, there's at least one more item.
Well, I know I just thought of this. Here, we're focusing on the fact that Hashem is a subject and Hashem took us out, as opposed to Seder, where the Rabbanim we knew and we're also the subject. And
ooh, there's more of a personal connection. It's very important. Come back to it soon. There's one more aspect. You worked your way through the Rambam, or Mishnah. One more aspect of what we do in to expand on Sefer Yetzirah Hashem that we don't do every day and every night. We say one pasuk, yeah? So Pesev is a Liro Cyrus, good. There's a general Kol HaMarbe, right? Overall, we're definitely going for length. Definitely much longer. We're not trying to fit into one pasuk. But Zichir Tzitzar is not only one pasuk, it is only a pasuk. As opposed to the Seder, where we're Dorish. Like Dorish, Medrash. Medrash means intertwined with Tarshish B'Chsav and Tarshish B'Peh. There are Rami Ovid Avi Yerid Mitzrayma. That's the key axis of the main Sefer Tzitzar is the analyzing those four or so psukim. We go pasuk by pasuk, we break each one down. If you think about it, the major telling of the story is really happening as we go through we take the psukim from Kisavo, and we go through phrase by phrase, expanding on it, being dorish, so psukim to tell the story. And if you look at this, these six or seven pieces, Chaim gives three, the Rav points out more, but these are different. These are again features that Sefer Yetzirah Hashem has, and Zechiras Yetzirah Hashem does not have. And this will do several things for us. Number one, it answers the question of Maishna Zechira Misipur. Maishna Sipur Mizechira. As I mentioned before, it's not just a lot more details. It's a fundamentally different type of activity. Zechira means mentioning. If a mitzvah to mention, it's Yetzirah Hashem. L'ha Zechira. The mitzvah Leila Seder of Haggadah, he got the Vincha Sipur, is not a mitzvah mentioning. It's a mitzvah of storytelling. And it's a mitzvah of education. Right? These are the elements of good education. You can have engagement, hopefully with questions and answers. You can have dramatic contrast, not just a fact. And there's going to be analysis, the whole of the Dorsh, and intertwine a Tarsh of Sab and Tarsh Palpez, a richer Torah, Limud HaTorah experience. And then Pesach Matzamar, you're going to have audiovisual aids. You can write on the board. That's going to talk. You can put them to write on the board. You can relate the story to the Pesach Matzamar. And Chai V'Adam Liros Hazatzmo, Laharos Hazatzmo. The Laharos means you're actually going to act it out. There's going to be multimodal. I'm going to talk about it. You're not even going to look at things on the table. You're actually going to, some way or another, act out the story of the Tzitzit Tzayim, whether it's the Hasev or the Dalakosos, wherever other Menhagim and Kihila may have. And the Liros Hazatzmo is probably the point of it. It's meant to be not just a mention, but a retelling of the story. It's meant to help you relate. You'll pardon my alliteration. But the goal of the retelling, it's a sipur, not a zechira. The goal of this educationally oriented retelling is to help us to relate, Liros Hazatzmo, to relate personally. You mentioned before the personal aspect of the story.
The retelling gets you to relating to the story, and the relating to the story in turn is meant to enable relaying Yisod HaSvamun. That's Sipur Tehillah Shamayim is a fun, that's what Reb Chaim points at. It's not just more, Kalmar is a Meshubach, quantitatively more, longer, bigger than Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, every night. It's a fundamentally different verb. It's a Sipur. It's not a Zechira. And different goals, far more ambitious goals. And now that you look back at the Maggid, everything is gorgeous. Because from from Mitchila Ofer Zar Hayu Avosenu to the end of Maggid is straight this. Masik Minus Mesayim B'Shabach, Mitchila Ofer Zar, and then we said the second version, and then we go right into almost immediately into Rabbi Ovid Avi, and that's the whole of the Dorish. The Makos come in the context of being Dorish last Pasuk. That's the telling of the story through Tarsha of Sam Tarjah. What does Rabbi Ovid Avi mean? What does Vayanunu mean? I'm a Nitzak, and so on. So we'll probably name next week. I have a chance for a few Haggadah tidbits. And then we go from there straight to Rabbi Leo. After we finish with that, Dayenu is a piyut that gives a chance to reflect on the story. But then it goes straight back to Pesach Matzah Maror. Now they told the whole story. Let's relate that story that we just told to Rabbi Ovid Avi to the items on the table. And then we say, Chayv Adam Liros Gatzma. And therefore, if we have just gone through the Maggid and we're experiencing, if we're come to a point where we're experiencing a little bit of our own Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then as Rizkarov develops beautifully, then based on the Ran end of Pesachim, so then the Avachiyav of Hal B'Shas HaNes. Same with the Jewish people at Kriyas Yamsuf. Said as Yasha. Same way Chizkiyahu was supposed to have said Shira, the Gemara says. He was punished for not saying Shira when he woke up the morning of Pesach and saw that Sancheir's army was neutralized. So, and now, if you look at the whole Maggid works, we start with a Q&A. They go from the Kiddush train to Q&A. And the first Masik Minus Masayim B'Shabach, we take a break for some instructions. After Avodah Mayinu, until Mitchila, we're reviewing instructions. How to do it, with whom to do it. It's not like Zechira, when you do it. And now we go straight back into the other version of Masik Minus and do the entire Sipur Tehillah Shamayim. One piece we left out, which we'll have to develop somewhere at a different time, is that this entire mitzvah of Sipur Tehillah Shamayim needs to be before the matzah for two reasons. Number one, Pesach Matzah Marah, B'Shar Sheish Matzah Marah Nochem Fanecha. The Sipur is supposed to happen while the matzah is still there. And so Sipur needs matzah, and matzah needs Sipur, but the Gemara Torah refers in the Re'eh to matzah lechem oni. It means not only poor man's bread, the Gemara says also means bread of discussion. Lashon Aniyah. Supposed to be bread of conversation. So the matzah is only fully, you have to bake the matzah, it has to be made lishma, but it's not yet fully roi for matzah shal mitzvah until you've said magid over the matzah. That's why the matzah is supposed to be uncovered throughout almost the entire magid. You're saying it over the matzah, mom is absorbing our words. And then, after you have the magid, you need the matzah on the table to go to Yotzei Magid, and once you said the magid, you're ready to be able to say the mitzvah of matzah with matzah that absorb these ideas, and that is the essence of the Seder.